the phony tax forms ask people to provide their social security numbers, mother's maiden name, PIN numbers, and bank account passwords. Cindy Hockenberry is with the National Association of Tax Professionals in Appleton. She says the official looking letters contain forms that are similar to IRS forms, but have been altered to get the personal information.
It asks for information that should, you know, cause the person that's going to fill it out to kind of question. Banks don't ask you for your PIN number or your account number or your mother's maiden name. Or for your passport information. They just don't ask you that. Plus, if the bank wanted you to provide them with this information, it wouldn't be faxed to some oddball phone number in some other state.
Hockenberry says the letters in the scam urge people to fax back the form within a week or get hit with a withholding penalty. The information is then used to steal the taxpayer's identity and the money in their bank accounts. The IRS recommends that anyone who gets this kind of letter, even if they haven't responded, should contact their bank, which is working with the government to track down where the scam originated. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.